With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hanestine squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out, and feel good inside. Like ish girls.
Hey, we hey the girls. So it might be a surprise you've seen a new episode in your subscription box, but we are giving you a bonus episode. As you all know, we weren't able to get an episode out last week. However, we're going to give you a bonus one this week ahead of our brand new, as scheduled, It Gals episode on Wednesday. So today we have an episode of X Gals out for you all. So if you've ever been wondering, should you sign up for X Gals? What kind of content is it? Here is a full episode that will give you a kind of idea. This is a really close episode to our heart. Obviously, we have our two besties, Fiona and Sarah, Lindsay's sisters, on the pod at the same time, which has never happened before. We always get one or the other. We can never get those damn twins to sit down in the same room for long. But we did just before Christmas. We have a little WhatsApp group. So this is like a peek into our WhatsApp group. It's a gas episode. And I'll give you a little insight. So of course, this is hosted on our Patreon, which is X Gals, our extra podcast, where we release a new podcast every single Friday. We focus a lot on sex, we focus a lot on relationships, our private lives, and then just fun little episodes like this. So if that's something that you're thinking that you might be interested in, go over to patreon.com/itgalspodcast. There is so many episodes there. I think over 120-ish at this point. Perfect for a January lockdown. I have to say, like, we all need so much content right now. I know I am like scraping the barrel of YouTube and podcasts. So if you are looking for something to, especially to binge on, there's so much on there. Last week, Lindsay and I were able to record via Zoom, and we talked about my engagement story. We talked about both getting COVID tested. We talked about some of the drama that was surrounding the podcast just before Christmas. So if you want to catch up on all that, that is over on our Patreon as well. But we have so much other stuff. We talked to sexperts. We talked to orgasm experts. There's just a whole load of content there. Plus live streams. I mean, it really is an endless barrel of laughs. But without further ado, I'm going to leave you with this episode with Sarah and Fiona. And we will both see you on Wednesday for our regularly scheduled It Gals. We're back with a bang. 2021. Come at us, bitches. Bye.
Hey, X Gals.
Welcome back to the podcast this week. You got two very special guests. We got Sarah and Fiona.
Hey, guys.
Has never happened before.
So, but now with our new equipment.
Four Z's. Yes.
We can have together. The sisters on. How fun.
So fun.
Oh, my goodness. This is our WhatsApp group.
Grunge Girlos live action, so we don't have to text tonight, although we probably will.
Because we're so crazy.
During the live.
Yeah. The group will be popping off. Yeah. We'll be popping some gossip straight into that group, girlies.
So fun that we, like, all our listeners get to see and hear the dynamic between us. Crazy foursome.
I know. I was wondering, would there ever be like a conspiracy theory, like, have you ever seen all four of them in the room together? Because I haven't.
Who would be who, though, if one of us was acting as a double?
Shapeshifter.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Who would be who? Right. Like, am I Jenny? Is Jenny me? Is Jenny Lindsay?
We get, Jenny and I get mistaken.
We
That's
do.
True.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. You do look like sisters.
Yeah. We were just saying, because I said to Lindsay, I was like, you guys look like sisters. It's not that you guys don't, but like if I saw all four together and I heard that there was sisters, I'd be like, you say sisters.
Yeah. Ever since we look like twins, like me and Lindsay.
I think Fiona and I look really like.
Yeah.
I think you're more like Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're way more like Sarah than Fiona.
So my fella said this week, he was like, Jenny, it seems like you two, the twins, and Jenny are sisters, and I'm not.
She's the friend.
You're the cousin.
But no, we are all friends, and some of us are sisters, not moi.
Best friends.
Best friends.
We're all best friends.
And they've all asked. You guys always come up as their favorite guests.
Thank you. Gally, wow.
So, I think because like we're so close, so that kind of translates on the pod.
That's true.
I love like Luna going to school this year, like it's her second year. She's very much kind of like, she's very into the word bestie.
Oh yeah.
And like I loved that. Do you remember in school when you'd be like, oh no, they're my bestie. And you're like, what about Nicole? They're like, yeah, she's not my bestie though. Yeah.
There was killings in our school about besties. I actually get PTSD thinking about it. My best friend would not let me have another best friend. And there was one time I decided to be a rebel and sat beside the other Rebecca in the class. She didn't speak to me for about, like, I don't know, 4 days, which is a lifetime in
primary school years.
The girl world.
I was like, I'm your BFFFFFF.
BFF, like best friend forever, forever.
She's
forever.
Your BFF, but I'm your BFFFFFF.
Yeah. And now Luna's like, she's my bestie. How it translates. How fun. What do we got planned with all our besties?
Well, we're going to have this episode is coming out this week, girls. We're coming up to Christmas. We're going to have a light episode. We're going to play Would You Rather?
Ooh.
Because I think it's just gas. I love this game.
I love this game.
I love games.
I love games.
Yeah, I love breaking it down.
Breaking it in. Okay, so I have like some article here that's like the best Would You Rather episodes. Ooh. So number one. We're starting off intense, girls. Would you rather lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
Oh, man. Sex organs.
Okay, Sarah, you go.
Is that my vagina and my titties? You know?
You get freaky with the tit,
you know? You can have a little tit wank.
Yeah, true.
Do I get a clit in my tit?
Especially with those gadong gadong.
What is a sex organ?
I'm presuming it's your honey.
What is a sex organ?
Your honey. Okay. Things you have sex with.
Gross.
I don't want to get rid of my sex organ. That's not fun. I'll get the 200 pounds and I'll be looking juicy and I'll still have my sex gone.
Absolutely. Okay. I think I'd be the
happily.
Same. Fiona?
She ain't giving it. She's like,
fuck the sex organs.
Ah, fuck it.
No, I think I gained the 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough one.
It is.
What are you finding tough there, honey?
I mean, losing your sex organs, right? You're still got other aspects of your life and love and all that stuff, you mm-hmm. know? You're just
your mouth.
Yeah, you're just.
You can still serve.
Yeah, but you're just going to be a little bit juicier while still having said sex organs and all the rest of life.
No, I take the 200 pounds.
Yeah,
I take them. What about you, Jenny?
Oh, you know, I said
100%,
100%. No, I'd gain the pounds easily.
Lindsay Lou.
I think I'd probably just gain the 200 pounds as well because the removal of the sex organs would be so traumatic. I'd feel so scared in my body, you know? Like, that is barbaric.
Because it's not like you were born without them. It's like you had them.
You'd have to get a procedure.
Yeah, no. I just... Yeah.
What's the procedure like?
What's the downtime?
I also would find it hard to, for the rest of my life, you know, be a different... 200 pounds would be a lot.
Yeah.
So how much are we talking?
And then your health is also... Is your health in jeopardy, or did you just gain 200 pounds?
I don't know. I just think you just gained the 200 pounds.
You could be like Lizzo, healthy and fly.
Yeah,
Lizzo, like sure, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't mind looking
Lizzo. Lizzo looks so good. I remember 50 Cent put up her video and was like, I love her. I want to be with her.
She is gorgeous. Because if you're a bit heavier, like if you're just like, hey, I know the opposite was me not getting like the ride ever again.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
If you're 200 pounds, I would just follow like, you know, those like Lizzo and other people like that and like watch
body positive people.
Big women having
Lizzo,
sex.
Where is her? She doesn't make music anymore. Is that just me?
I know.
When's the last time she's been? I've been like,
she's like a personality now.
I actually Googled the other night. Why doesn't Lizzo make music anymore? and it just came up like April 2019, the new Lizzo. I'm like, April 2019.
I know, but I do think like it's a lot to make a whole album.
I just want a song. Like, look at it. Like, no, but Ariana Grande, she's churning out music.
Mm. She is, but
like
I think,
a little robot.
But for me, I think that's a bit like robotic. Like you said, like I'm a bit like, oh, not another fucking wailing album from Ariana.
It's true.
It's like when they put too many makeup palettes out. You know, when you get like Jeffree Star does that. It's like, are you for real? It's been 2 months ago.
We've had enough launches.
See, I see a true artist is one like that who kind of like has a pregnant pause post album. Like she had that big blowout album.
It was an incredible album.
Deadly songs on that. And then she's taken it back and like probably going to come. I think better artists. Wait.
And the second album is like the most, that's the most jarring one, because they always say you can have one really big hit.
True.
The second album is either going to solidify you as a musician or it's going to flop and you're fucked.
Yeah. I think a lot of like, because of like record labels, like a lot of artists would like oversaturate. Like Ariana, it's like,
so I was reading about her manager yesterday, Scooter.
Oh, I've read about him.
Scooter is also like Justin Bieber's manager. And apparently he's very controlling.
Is he the weird one with like Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that what happens is he's too expensive to fire. Like they would have to pay him a certain amount of money to quit as per their contract.
And so their contract would be like to release a certain amount of albums.
Yeah. So I'd say that's probably why she churns out so many albums, because she has to make a certain amount of albums before she can retire.
Erica Jane.
Huh?
He's allegedly having an affair with Erica Jane from
No way. Who's in some hot water at the moment, but Jesus, we'll have to say that. Also, RIP Jiggy.
Jiggy died. Sarah's on a New York saga at the moment.
Oh?
Yes. Yeah. I'm almost finished it. It's a beautiful journey. And I was encouraged by the fact that Fiona and Jenny love it as well.
Mm.
So I was like, I can't wait to talk to Jenny about it. Yeah. You know, like, I'm like, I can imagine my friends lolling about it.
Yeah.
I love imagining. Yeah. She'd love that.
I always do that. I'm actually imagining who your favorite is. I thought Luann would be your favorite.
Luann is one of my favorites. Yeah,
she's incredible.
I think Luann is your favorite.
I think she is. Like, I mean, I love a lot of them for different reasons, but I love Sonia, obviously, but there's something about Luann that I love how Luann, like, especially modern day Luann, she can really laugh at herself.
She really can.
She's had a great arc as a housewife.
She has
a great
character arc, and she's so graceful. Just in like, she takes a lot of shit. Like the way they always call her Luann.
Yeah. And you know what? Apparently she is.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And apparently she is beautiful. Oh,
I've heard she's better looking.
You were saying that, apparently. Like someone was like, because she is gorgeous woman.
But the way she holds herself is beautiful.
She's so regal. She has that countess vibe. You know, I do love. I mean, like, I love them all. New York, I do love them all. But like Luann, I love just because her arc was so iconic. Like she was stuffy. Then she was like party crazy girl. Then she was like could just be cool. Like I'm all cool. And then she was like chaotic and married with Tom. And now she's like
she gave a lot with the Tom stuff. Yeah, she does.
She got arrested. She's a mugshot. Like.
And what I love about her is that, like, even though she got arrested and she had to kind of, you know, be sober for 8 months, the others clearly have bigger alcohol problems than her. But she never really threw it in their face. She was always like, I've had to deal with my problems.
She's cool. She really has a
problem.
She's a rock star. I do think she's like a rock star woman.
Wouldn't you love to go to one of her shows?
Oh my God.
So let's 2021 maybe. Yeah. 2021.
Okay, are we ready for the next question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone think you did?
Sex with the cousin.
I think we're all thinking about the same cousin.
The thing about it is, you're not joking, because we have that one cousin that the three of us fancy.
It's
like our third cousin. Ding.
No, he's our first cousin.
No,
I'm thinking of, I think we're thinking of a different cousin.
No, but you
the
know
what cousin. Okay, there's a few cousins.
You have a two girl. Cousin fancy. I'm dedicated to our one cousin.
So
fancy.
Am I.
Oh, okay, so the cousin I like, I think he might also have the same name as our brother.
What one's that?
No.
Do you know the one that we met a night out before, Sarah? And
yeah,
we were
but
like,
no,
you're our cousin.
Yeah, no, that's, know. His name isn't Andrew. It's not Andrew. I can confirm his name.
Oh, yeah. I've just remembered his actual name.
But
sorry.
Fiona, don't even be acting like as if you fancy. No. Don't be pretending that you don't fancy our first cousin, because me, you, and Sarah have disclosed many a time.
Many
and that
time
we saw him in Tamango's,
we
were all
man.
Flirting with him.
Okay, so what would you choose with this cousin?
Oh yeah,
girl?
I'm getting with him, and I'm not telling anyone,
not
and
telling.
No one knows.
Bring him to the grave.
I would. I'd be. Yeah.
What about
like,
you, Jenny?
I would. I mean, like, I can't think of any of my cousins that I would fuck, but like, I mean, if
good
that,
to consider.
If
there's
that,
nothing wrong with it,
like, you know, but you know, I would prefer to have it in secret and die with that secret than like. All of my family think I did it and then I didn't. Like, they.
Remember those weird rumors that would just, like, in school, they would have no validity, but he'd be like, you know, they made out brother and sister.
There was once about me and Sarah.
There was that was because they of loved you to sexualize and you twins, didn't correct so. It. So Fiona had a three-way with a gay guy and a straight guy. A kiss.
3 weeks.
and then the whole day afterwards, it was the rumor that me and Fiona and some guy scored, and she didn't want to correct the rumor, so we actually went home early.
I also admitted that I had a 3-way kiss, you know. And
yeah, she didn't want to put herself. So we were. There was one time we were awkward with each other on the way.
We had to go home from school.
We didn't speak.
What year was this?
Like 6th year, 5th year? Was it a 5th year?
That's so funny that 3-way kisses were so like sexualized. Like they're so dumb.
I know. Kissing in general was mad. Like if you kiss like more than two people, I thoroughly enjoyed it
because when it's two males and one female, it's great because it's all about you and it's just
like, and I like the extra bit of spice with the gay man thrown in.
Yeah, love that.
You know, he's liking it with the. It's almost like he's liking it with the guy. The guy's liking it with you. You're liking it with both.
Nice little circle. You know, there.
Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Lindsay, are you shagging your cousin?
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah, we're all shagging the cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different cousin, but yeah.
Fiona likes the second.
Are we having a four-way?
We're shagging our own cousin.
Would you rather get explosive diarrhea every time you meet your boss or every time you meet your significant other's parents?
Boss.
Boss.
What, me? Every time I see Lindsay, I've got explosive diarrhea.
First of all, explosive diarrhea is a positive in my world. Like, let's get it out. There's it's like a free colonic.
It is. There's nothing like a clear out.
Seriously.
I fucking love it.
Explosive diarrhea. Does it work that way?
My morning coffee.
My morning, yeah.
Hate to be gross, but does it work that way? Like diarrhea means you lose weight, right? Please tell me it does. There's going to be a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get bloated.
Why?
Because it's like diarrhea is usually a sign of like dehydration. So then your body retains loads of water. No. So, you know, if you have like a stomach flu, like you might be feeling really skinny because you're not like absorbing any nutrients, but you get very like bloated and watery and like all that kind of
shit. I do like with a good bit of explosive diarrhea that it's like, oh, I know that baguette that I had last year that never made its way down is now finally
getting things moving.
You know what? I work from home. So if it's via Zoom that I'm getting the explosive diarrhea, I'm good.
Yeah. I remember my friend Taya told me, who was on the pod, one year she was going to this guy's house that she was seeing, and he lived in like Sicily or somewhere like this, and she went to the house and said they were eating all this food, and like she'd been constipated for like a week beforehand. She felt like shit, no pun intended. And then like she went to the bathroom in their house because she was like, oh fuck, you know, and like comes on you, you're like, oh balls. She went to the toilet, had like explosive diarrhea everywhere, tried to flush the toilet, broke their plumbing system.
No.
She'd been seeing the guy like 2 weeks. She's like, I never heard from him again. She had to go in to this old Italian family and be like, I have a problem. And they're like, the uncles were in plumbing.
Oh my God.
All sorts.
I remember my friend got students 1 year. She owns a house, her and her husband. And the student had explosive diarrhea. And she came down and in broken English, this is how she described it. I pooed soup.
She knew the word soup, but didn't know diarrhea.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Soup. Yeah. Ew. I love soup.
Oh my God. That's same. Terrible.
Jenny, soup is bae.
Do you remember, Lindsay?
We all know soup is bae.
In your old apartment. Oh my gosh. Our friend. That was bad.
What happened?
So unfortunately, there was Sarah.
There was a tampon or something.
No, the reason that we were in
we were grieving at the time.
Yeah,
the whole family.
Someone close
was
to
there.
Us. There was a suicide, very serious, horrendous situation.
Very serious situation. And Lindsay was looking after me. Fiona came over, and
everyone was
and
over.
My current boyfriend. It was like this. He was my boss from work. He was.
We were all over, and we were grieving, and we were just like. Coming together for this like horrendous moment and just needing to be there for Sarah specifically. But so our friend came over, went into the bathroom and came out sheepishly and was like, I accidentally tried to flush a tampon and out like water all like the toilet Blooded. Had stopped working. Yeah. And
there was loads of us in the gaff.
Loads of us, and it was like full, and it was just toilet. At the start we had one toilet. It was at the start of the night, and it was like we had a lot of grieving and drinking to do. And we were like, okay. And I was like, look, you can pee in the shower. Don't shit in the shower, but I don't mind a pee in the shower. And then Fiona's boyfriend at the time went in, and he was Scottish, and he was like, I put my hand right in there, right around the bend, and nothing. And we were like, oh, God.
Oh, he got it.
He got it? I got him right in there. It's all right.
What was it?
It's flashing.
I think he had facial matter on his hands.
It was hot.
It was hard.
I just shoved it right out.
And like, I flushed that.
Barehanded, may I ask?
He'd only know gloves. That's just slowing him down.
That is a real Scottish man. Yeah. That is a Scottish man for you there, girls.
I mean, it was baller.
Yeah,
it was hot.
It did kind of help, like, manly. A little bit of air in the room with the breathing.
Air was, you know, fecal matter, but
smelly air, but air nonetheless.
I'd prefer my fella to be like that than like, sheepish. Yeah. Or like, do you have a glove? And there were the marigolds on.
Yeah.
I'd prefer them to go all in.
Yeah. Did you happen to get a UTI that night?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Tingling.
Can't remember.
It was worth it.
A UTI from someone else's shit.
And that's probably what we're getting it from.
I didn't mean sitting on toilet.
No. Well, just their finger up their bum, their finger up your bum. You know.
Why is their finger up their own bum?
That's what must be going on.
True. No, they do. Yeah, I've heard they do that sometimes whilst wanking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So a girl on, we just recorded a Q&A and one question we got that I was like, I cannot read this out. It's actually almost too far. But one girl was like, me and my boyfriend, because of quarantine, like, we can't see each other, you know, so we've been sending nudes and all this kind of shit. She was like, you know, we're sending nudes and we obviously had to keep it spicy, because, you know, so I'm like fingering myself and all that. And then she said, my boyfriend sent me, and I don't know if she's being for real, it sounded fake to me, but I was like, what the fuck? She was like, all of a sudden my boyfriend sent me a video of him fucking a dildo.
Oh!
Like, pounding at this dildo.
What do you mean?
Like, so his dildo's in his ass.
Up his bum bum.
Damn.
I believe that.
Damn.
But like, out of nowhere, that is like,
that is,
I mean,
shocking.
Not
discovery.
To shame, but I'm like, you know, he's into
the kind of thing you would have discussed.
Maybe
I
he
thought.
Was with the finger up the ass, and then he was like,
maybe. And she responded to that, maybe. That,
well, like, I mean, if you want spicy, you'll get spicy.
True.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Ask and you shall receive.
I know. Quarantine. What can you say, like, with spicy sex? Like, I want a madras.
I want a what?
A what?
It's a type of curry. Spicy. Oh,
sorry.
Spice levels. Like, I want a madras. I want a jalapeno.
I love the way the madras is in a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying
for
to do
Indian curry.
Madras.
Now I want Indian food.
I know, yum. My daughter tonight, Curtis.
Explosive diarrhea.
Okay, so actually, every time I have Indian, it does.
Go run straight.
There's a burger in Sandy Mount that does it for me. I'm like, really? If I ever need to go.
Garlic potatoes for this girl.
Actually, I had like a burger from Macari's last night and straight through me.
Really? Certain burgers, you know, I love when it's a burger, because you know, you think a burger will be bunged up.
No,
yeah.
It's like McDonald's.
McDonald's as well. Yeah. I remember I was McDonald's so constipated once, and Devin was like, he's like, have like a disgusting McDonald's. And
I think it's the grease, awesome. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it is.
I love slipping and sliding through
it. Slips right through you. Okay. Excellent. This one is definitely for men. Okay. So maybe I'll change it for...
We're quite emasculated. We're quite masculine.
Would
women.
You rather have no penis or five penises? So maybe your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend of no penis.
One
penis. Five penis.
No.
I could do the five penis. Boom, boom, boom.
imagine five hard penises. But like the same amount of bone.
I'd rather some of them being soft. I would hate...
they're all hard.
They're all hard.
And you have to make
soft.
Every one of them come.
That's insane.
So like you do one, give it to one, then you're like,
It's like my triphobia wouldn't be able to handle that.
No.
It's
like
true.
A fucking octopus.
Ew. So you take the no penis, Fiona?
Yeah. My triphobia would not be able to handle
I guess like
I would consider no penis, actually. I mean,
if they're really good
what
at
what is in replacement?
Lick out.
Just balls.
Well, the
just
depression balls. Then without
they just have
penis,
the balls.
Like a Ken doll.
Yeah. That little mound.
Yeah. Okay with that.
A Ken doll mound.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think, especially from how I started masturbating, I could definitely just kind of like dry Same. Hump a guy with a Ken doll.
My Barbies got on just fine.
Well, I got on with my, like, just rubbing myself up against, like, a deodorant bottle for years. Yeah. So, like, you know.
Yeah. You had a clit, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if my guy, I would definitely, I couldn't fuck with the five penises, making them come. Like, what am I going to
do? And also, like, are we talking 10 balls?
And it's like,
or like five dicks and balls?
I think two balls. But, like, I'd be dating a cow. Like, that's udder.
Yeah.
That's an udder situation.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, making one of them come is hard enough sometimes.
And also, like, I mean, if he did just have the Ken doll mount, I'd just buy a strap on, whatever.
That's true.
But I wouldn't like to deal with the depression that he would have for only having a Ken crotch. I think that would be worse than the five penises.
But maybe he was born this way.
He's
a unique vibe. He's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
If he's okay with it, then I'm okay with it, brother. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Castration fantasy.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no arms or no legs?
oh, I've thought about this, no legs. Because, like, you know, you use your arms to write in your computer and you use your arms to paint and do your makeup. Yeah. Your legs.
True, actually.
You just walk.
Do you know why I... You just walk. Mobility, and also, whatever. I really wouldn't want to... I'm sorry, trigger warning.
Oh, God.
Because I know they'll get fucking annoyed. But I really wouldn't want to be one of those people eating my dinner with my feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like...
How is that a trigger warning?
Because people get offended when we say anything.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the feet, you know. Like, my feet, I don't want to be eaten with them.
But, like, I mean, I admire when people who have had their arms amputated can do that. I'm like, yeah. Fair fucking play to you. But, like, just for me, I just... Whoa. You know,
you don't personally want to eat with your feet, and that's your right.
That's my choice, and it's my truth. So, yeah, I'd agree. Feet. No legs. And, like, in this Zoom nation... We're waist up anyway.
That's so true.
But yeah, true.
How
true.
Weird if any of us were like had any accessibility issues, we wouldn't be able to go up to your apartment.
Oh my God.
You know well, I mean? No, you could kind of drag yourself up the stairs.
Yeah, your apartment is muscular arms.
Not very accessible. Not very
okay,
accessible,
well, call my landlord. I'm so sorry.
I think he blocked your ways.
Luckily, if we all had no legs, Lindsay would have one of those little chairs. They're like, beep.
Yeah. I remember my granny had one of those. Yeah. They were so funny.
My granny had one too.
They take, look, they could make them faster.
Like
the thing was so slow going up that tiny stairs.
We'd sometimes just use it instead of going up the stairs. Just for
like break with our weight on it.
Okay, what's next?
Oh God! Another poo one, girls.
Oh wow. Okay.
Why not?
Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life, or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
Once a year is not a lot. Like, am I in city centre? Like, you know, the general fumes will probably...
You're at a sesh. Let's say you're at a sesh. Because we all know.
I mean,
apparently Coke is mixed with baby laxatives.
But of course I crap myself in private.
Every day.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
But you're always in private. I guess you just be going to the toilet then. You just get used to it.
No, the whole purpose. You can't control the clean
up,
your bladder.
The clean up.
All your clothes.
I think that's more dehumanizing than once a year to sesh. Honestly, I do. Mm-hmm. In private.
I think a lot more people have shat themselves than we think.
Yeah.
And I think you can. And also, if you got so used to it that it's once a year, I mean, it'd be a little triggering not knowing when it's going to happen. Like your wedding. You know, like, what if it happened then?
Like, you're wearing a nappy vlog. I'm not only joking.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But, like,
that's,
you know,
such a stupid rumor.
I know.
So dumb.
The fact that people take that so seriously is the worst thing about that.
The fact that they're still going on about
not
it.
Not true.
I know. I'm like, and who's laughing now in her mansion?
Yeah.
But, like,
echoing.
Yeah. But you do actually hear a lot of people, like, have shat themselves. So I think you can get over it. And, like, if you can laugh at it, then who cares?
Do you know, and as well, unless there are definite ways I can imagine of you being able to hide it, like say if you were at a sesh for example and you shake yourself, like,
or
you
the
know
knickers out the window.
Yeah, exactly. Like just ask the one person that you do know closely to the sesh, being like, look, I've got period on my trousers, could you
the
give
smell
me
though
yeah but like if you're in a sesh there's smells
there is mm. there's the lads to be farting.
But oh what my
about,
god
what about like
no, it's so
I
sick
hate
like
that.
Well, anytime I'm around guys and they're like sculling the Guinness, they always say, oh, I'm gonna be Guinness farting later. I'm like, they do. Why?
You were hanging out with guys this weekend, were they Guinness farting?
Yeah,
same for me.
Really? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just random wafts where you're like,
I hate that.
You inhale them and it's so gross.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot.
The
a
air
lot
is
of
thick. Yeah, that's minging. But like,
yeah, so
I mean,
like,
what
if
about
I was
on a bus
in
though,
amongst the lads farting?
Yeah,
you
but
wouldn't even.
What
get
about
noticed.
You were on a bus?
Yeah, but you're on a bus with like the dregs of society.
Yeah, the bus is so great anyway. A bit of shit on the Dublin bus wouldn't be any, any great,
on like, the dart. Like, I don't know, sitting down on the dart with a
bum, though,
a bum full of poo.
At least you got the 2 meters apart from everyone.
True.
Putting a hand.
I think I'd choose every day.
That's
crap myself in private. In private, though.
Yeah, but no. Every day
you shit. At least you know your bowel movements are.
I shit once a day anyway. So it would just be like, oh, okay, there we go. I'm in private. I just get to go into the shower, change my underwear,
but
and
also,
carry on with my life.
No, but you don't carry on after, like, say if you're lying in bed, that's when you shoot yourself next to Evan. And then
I'm in private. That's the rule.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, I sleep alone sometimes, and if I shat my bed, that'd be such a stress.
It'd be annoying.
I'd have to get like a mattress protector. I'd have to wear those nappies every day because you wouldn't know when it's coming.
They would
but
be
you
part
see
of your life
if I'm
more.
Shitting myself, like, I'd probably shit once a day anyway, So it's just my one shit per day. So I'm like, it's just going to happen in my pants. Annoying. But like, I'm not having to deal. I couldn't deal with the anxiety of like, oh my God, it's July and I still haven't shat myself. You know what I mean? Like, when is it going to happen? I think I'd be looking over my shoulder, not knowing. Like, if it's once a day, I know I have to schedule in my poo.
Okay, next question. Hopefully it's not about shite.
My private poo.
Do you guys mind?
Quick question. If your boo thangs fart in front of you?
I hate it, but it's inevitable.
Yeah. I don't actually personally have it. It's fine because I do have an issue with it.
I do.
Yeah, I'm reminded of like a little child when someone farts. Like, so I would rather they didn't do it around me. I don't admit it.
I'm sorry. Tell me this. You know when people are like, oh Jesus, hold it in. Sometimes you just simply can't.
No, always forgive a fart. Like, I'm not one to make it.
Forgive a fart.
I don't make a big deal, but
I'm not a fart blamer.
Evan does, like, and I'm sure Connor, I'd say, would also do this. Evan, like, forces them out. So it's like,
no, that, like, yeah,
Connor actually doesn't do that. He does it in his sleep.
Oh, when you get a waft from the duvet.
Especially when he's drunk.
When a fart wakes you up, when your partner's fart wakes you up, it is so like,
that's never
you little vulnerable angel. You're like, oh, you're so tired and so in a deep sleep that you're like,
no, Evan full on like, Evan does it.
So relaxed.
It's so cute. Evan does.
The worst is when you're spooning them, so the farts go directly into your flaps.
Into your lap.
That's a gross. Them out again. The grossest way to get a UTI.
Yeah. But like, Evan will be like on the couch, and like he has this like, he thinks it's a hilarious running joke. I just don't like. Yeah. He'll just like let one rip. Smell. So I will say
yeah, Connor's don't either.
Girls always smell worse than girls.
The ones with sound don't smell. Because I think it's the velocity of the
that's and like, I also
it's
think
dispersing
that,
quite
I
well.
Think the silent ones are usually in you longer.
And I think they are squeezing out.
Yeah.
Like, so like
trying to get a breath.
But like Evan does this thing where like he'll let him rip and then like I can see him, he'll fart and then look at me like,
oh,
and I'm just looking at TV like, and then I look at him and he goes, what?
And I'm like, he loves it.
And he loves it. And he's like,
what? It's so sick.
It's so good. But
my
like,
fella did
my
this
dad
at the party
does it, so.
Post Guinness. Fart smell filled the room.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh.
This smells more triggering for me.
And he was like, oh, did you fart? And I was like, no, you did. I know you did.
Oh, and
then
when
he was
they
like, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, I can't believe you admitted it. I would prefer for you to just lie.
No, I'm like, I like that he admitted it because.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, it's you like, down. You cannot have. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Farts happen.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's like...
I like them to still be embarrassed. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a thing in the relation. And we did talk about that because then, you know, the next day I was like, just so you know, I'm not going to be in this farting relationship. Whereas right now we talk about farting. So like, just I can accept that sometimes it will happen, but let's not bring it into the relationship.
It's, same it's as well belching. And truly in mind. And you know what? Like, say la vie.
Some
what can
things you
can
do. Some things you can have pre kind of... Almost like a prenup before a relationship.
Yeah. It's what you can handle.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I was like, I don't want a prank relationship. I don't want you jumping one. Out of the...
Evan does that to me as well. But like I've gotten used to his pranks. I used to hate it with Jimmy.
Jimmy would do it in a very malicious and scary way.
Remember like, we used to tie our shoelaces?
He would do it in just to like trying
together.
To make...
Try and fuck with you.
He did this one thing that was so fucking psychotic. One day, like he would always use like my... moisturizers and just like I like to have my cute shit and my cute little shelf in the bathroom and he'd like always just put them back real and I was like could you just put it back nicely how I put it back is there just like it's you can use my fucking €70 serum but just put it back nicely. And then the next day he had moved every single one of my products. I had like a whole shelf. Do you remember?
When I was put it on Instagram
so put it on Instagram and
like
flipped
Lindsay,
everything
he's
in
gonna
the bathroom.
Flip out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, no, but prank, I don't like. I mean, like Evan, Evan does a thing where he'll like, if we ever watch like a scary movie, he like, well, I know it's coming. He'll like hide behind the, under the bed before I come into the bedroom. He'll hide behind the curtains. Once he went, brought Elle out for a walk and like he has an app on his phone that controls the TV and he was like turning off the TV. The robot vacuum. Like,
he's like a YouTube prankster.
So I just locked him out of the apartment.
Those kind of funny ones. Like,
that's hilarious. Okay. I like a good, I say I don't like it, but Patrick always like hides behind somewhere and is like, and
yeah.
I love that because I actually think it is like a really nice playful element to a relationship.
Yeah, it is funny.
When it's fun and light like that. Yeah. Like Jimmy's were very malicious and calculated. And he would do it to Ryla as well, which I fucking hated. Like,
remember you'd tie the shoelaces? Like, so you'd leave your shoes and anytime you left your shoes around Jimmy, he would like put both the shoelaces tied together. What? So your shoes were together.
And then you're like awkwardly trying to go and like you have to untie your shoelaces.
You're like missing your bus.
But he'd be doing it really tight, like not fun way. Yeah.
And I have walked out with them just tied together.
Because you're like, fuck you, I'm not even getting out of there.
Okay. Would you rather be filthy rich but have to be Justin Bieber's assistant? I'm presuming a man wrote this and doesn't realize that he is so hot. Or dirt poor but get to be anyone's assistant that you choose.
So first of all, you know his new song, is it Lonely or something?
I haven't listened.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it? It's like, you haven't heard it? He's like fucking, it's like, I'm so lonely. He sounds really good in it. And it's so funny. It's like, I'm so lonely, I'm so on my own.
Oh, I saw his performance of it. It was very, very good.
And
actually,
then like there's this TikTok where it's like Selena or what's her name, Hailey Bieber, listening to the song being like, what?
What the hell?
You're so lonely.
Now we will have to say, to be his assistant now, you're basically his carer. Because he's very sick with the Lyme's disease.
Is he?
Did you not? Yeah, his YouTube documentary, he gets into this weird encasing. And
why does every big celebrity have Lyme disease?
I think it's the new word for drug addiction.
Oh, you think they're just like...
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I think he does, and I have my tinfoil hat on about that, but that's a conversation.
Why?
For
what do you
day.
Think it is?
Oh, no, I can't get into it now. Too big of a conversation.
I think, I just think it's a bit coincidental that when it was all coming out that he was like, you know, on certain drugs, that it was like, oh, I'm coming out with my truth. It's Lyme disease. Poor me. Like,
I've never been a Justin Bieber fan, to be honest. I did watch Hailey Bieber's, you watch, you know, Hot La Mode, our favorite fashion?
Oh, yeah.
Him reacting to her clothing, like my daily clothing.
I do love her clothing. She has a great street style. I would probably, I'd be Justin Bieber's, like, I'd say that would be great all time.
Yeah, like, if you want to get into the assistant world, you're going to have to deal with really difficult people. Yeah. So, and if you're going to be high paid, the correct thing to do for your career, what did we go with?
The only other person whose assistant I would be, even if I was poor, I'd be Jeffree Star's.
Oh, really?
Well, to be like,
I think he'd treat you well, though.
I think his assistant. What I mean is that, like, he seems to, like, anyone who is in his little world gets to come along for the ride. So if I was personally poor, I'd live in his mansion. I'd be on the private jets. I'd be, you know, around all the fabulousness.
That
so someone
really
like
fun.
That,
he
you
seems
know.
To treat his assistant really well.
His yeah, like,
and
I don't
best
know.
Best believe they'd be calling him out if.
Yeah, true.
Why I think you would get treated really well because, like, he has to keep you sweet.
Yeah.
Because he'd be reading all the emails, seeing all the texts, knowing all the tea. Also, I'd have some amazing tea from, you know, living in that mansion with all the little dogs. Like, that sounds
that
great.
Would be fun with
you
the
know?
Dogs. He's selling the mansion.
He's moving to Wyoming, isn't he?
Why?
But no, he's keeping the mansion though. He's only got it done up.
Is he still with the fella?
Oh, no. That was a...
I haven't been following him at all.
Gord boyfriend of his robbed a load of Louis Vuitton from him.
Oh, yeah. And then claimed that, like, Jeffree Star...
Sorry, he got into the vault?
He, like, robbed and then claimed that Jeffree Star had HIV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
He went out and was like, he has HIV. And, like, Jeffree Star was like, no, I fucking don't. Like, that's such a damaging and, like, horrible, like, you're, like, perpetuating, like, stigma around HIV. Yeah. Like, the narrative that, like, all gay men have, like, HIV or blah, 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 you know, like...
Or that outing someone else's...
Yeah, that's also, like, so fucking
nasty. That went
nasty.
Down like a ton of bricks.
Oh, my gosh.
I could tell it would, though.
Same, it was too
and he
quick.
Always was like, I'm just fucking someone. I did respect that he said that. I was like, it's so rare for a celeb. He was like, we're not in love. We're not dating. He's like, we're having a fucking great time.
He said recently, he's like, I miss being in love.
Oh, I do miss him.
He was very happy with me.
I think he was happier with
Nate. Yeah. Next one. What do we got?
Would you rather be able to speak to animals or be able to read other people's minds? Oh, read people. Although, what I want
I think
to
I'd
read-
want to speak to animals.
Yeah,
I
true. Would not the, want innocence, to know. The innocence.
The thing about tattle life is like I've begun to see what rattles around toxic. In people's minds, yeah. And I do not want to know.
No, I don't even want to know the dark deep mess well. With my mind.
Yeah.
Why I don't and take also, psychedelics.
Like, things come in.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Things come in, flit in and out of my brain that I'm like, whoa. Like, I mean, not every yeah. thought in my brain is something that I like stand
and
by.
And you ever see yeah. what you women know? Want?
Yes.
Yes. It's like, it's about that.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's like
Jack Nicholson, is it?
No, it's
For once, no.
What's
for we love what a women Jack want? Nicholson movie.
Tom Hanks, maybe?
Let me check.
Check it out. It's a really good movie.
What women want is Kathy Yutzpa and Josh Goldsmith, really? Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, that was okay, it. Mel Gibson's the main character.
Oh, sorry, that's the screenplays by those people. I was like, I have never heard these actresses.
So, yeah, he walks around and he hears like, oh my gosh, he's going to leave. And like, it must be so annoying. Yeah. You could read
hearing everyone's thoughts. Yeah. We don't need to know that.
And I'd say
why
animals' thoughts are so cute and simple.
They're so, I'd say
like,
they're so
I
simple.
Want more food.
And also,
I wish I was being pet.
And like talking to them would be so cute.
Would be yeah. so cute.
Because that's the one thing that I hate when you're animals sick and you're like, what is wrong with you? And they're just like so helpless. They're like,
or when they just look sad one day, you're like, what's going on, babes?
Like, what are you okay?
And also, how cool would you be?
Like so Dr. Cool. Doolittle.
I was just about to say, Dr. Doolittle. Here's a good one. Would you rather have unlimited respect or unlimited power?
Power, fuck respect.
I think mine would be. I think
I would like respect because you can do respect. A lot with respect. If people respect your opinion, your thoughts on things, then it gives you power.
Well, what's the saying? Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
You see, I think if I had full respect,
cut off my mic drop moment. There,
I thought that was the line that corrupts absolutely.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Oh, but like, it's like so. If you have absolute power, like you're probably going to end up like taking advantage of that and becoming kind of nasty. But if you have complete respect.
Power and control.
See, I think total respect would definitely muddy your mind way more. For me, like, I mean,
absolute power.
Well,
both
I know,
would.
But either would. But for me, I think I do find it conducive to like how I've grown in my life is like, you know, tripping up and doing wrong things and not having being like, you know, that wasn't cool, you know, improving on it. If I had like just this, you know, utmost respect all the time, I think that would be like. It would muddle.
I think
I'd
like power too. I've always wanted to be like a manager or something. A manager, like a shop.
As far as you're
going to
go.
I would love
get back
like,
to work.
Yeah. A manager, not like the leader of the world. Yeah. Like, I would love to be a manager.
I would. I've always wanted to be a manager.
Well, you can get there, hon. You can get there.
Yeah. But like, I think, you would. I mean, you can use your power for good.
I just feel like people with power, even like 85K or whatever, you know, or 100K, like I just feel like there's a lot of baggage that comes with that. And now there's like people aren't like, you know, with tattle and like just as bigger as you get, like the more power, the more reach you have, it just seems like a negative thing right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. People aren't into.
I just think no matter how big you are, you're going to have people that hate you. And it's just like anything. Just. You can't let them get to you because they're just going to hate you no matter what like, you do. They want to hate you.
You're not.
It's funner to hate like
people.
Like just like us with our Real Housewives. Like I would say stuff like, I hate Bethany. I hate her. And like, I don't. Like,
you don't
of
actually
course
hate Bethany,
I don't. Yeah, I don't
like
know
Bethany.
Her.
True. Would you rather have unlimited money, power, respect or unlimited sex?
Money.
Money.
Money. Yeah, money.
I think it's saying money, power and respect.
Okay, yeah, I'll take them. Or then I'll just buy sex if I don't have it. Yeah.
Exactly.
All this money.
I know, yeah.
Exactly. All this money, power, and respect.
Yeah. It's definitely written by a man.
It's fourth question about sex. It's so like, good.
What do you do? Money, power, or sex?
Five dicks or no dicks?
We literally were talking about sex and shit.
I know, but it's good. I mean, very us, you know. Yeah. Here's a great one. I love this one. Would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron?
Definitely a man who wrote this. Ugly genius or hot moron?
I think I'd like to be an ugly genius.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
But Einstein, is it? Or no?
Ugly sex
is hot. Are you getting mixed up with Weinstein?
Weinstein. Einstein. Is it Einstein?
Einstein.
I guess I'm not.
Well,
ugly genius.
Because an ugly. I guess I already am a hot fucking moron. I'd choose ugly genius just to have something different because I already am a fucking hot moron. Ugly genius would be good because. Like you're a genius, Like, imagine being a fucking genius. Don't have to deal with people.
You're just in a cave creating stuff. Can you get plastic surgery?
I think the thing is with these, people always get confused when I play Would You Rather, because you have to just take it for what it is. Mm. You don't think about the procedures and all that comes along.
It's hard. It's
just presented.
Well, I think that's the fun of it. Yeah. Like, I know, but it's just like, you have to evolve it a bit. Did you ever see that?
You're not ugly, you're just poor.
Yes.
It's great.
Yeah. Julia Holbenall said that.
Yeah, did she say that?
She was like, she was talking about like her procedures.
No, I think that
procedures.
Came from loads of people.
No, I know, but I'm just saying she said it in relation to her. She had it open in relation to her procedures.
She's actually always pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, she was just like, you're...
And her ass was prettier before. 100%.
She,
money...
she had actually got me interested in getting PRP, which is basically where like...
Oh, the hair thing.
Yeah, she like basically put up like a before.
Fiona, your hair is so thick. Like,
Yeah, it looks bad.
Calm the fuck down with like these procedures that you're following off some Instagram girl, to be fair. Like,
no, she has bleached her hair though. That's why her hair is snapping. Your hair is grand. You imagine?
And I know the girl who she used to get her stenos done by, the worst in the biz. So... And I know that for a fact.
Such a big claim. The worst in the biz. The worst. She has it in her Instagram bio.
The worst in Dublin.
The worst in the biz.
No, she.
I have heard that.
But actually, look, I'm not naming names. I'm just spitting facts. But yeah, I'd like to. I think there's something like there's always something so insanely attractive about like a genius.
I would be the only thing that would make me scared about it though is like the torture genius thing. Like, do I know too much then?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do think like I would love to be a bit thick. Like just like
intelligent people apparently get depressed or more likely.
You can just blow through life.
Yeah.
You're like
your little 9 to 5.
You're like a hot. Yeah. Right. Very much held to a high regard in this society. Is genius held to that high? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm hot and I'm a bit of a dope. And
I'm less to worry about.
I'm working around. I don't.
I'm not concerned about politics.
Mm. I don't care about Israel.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about racial injustice or coronavirus. Brexit. I'm just like boop, boop, boop.
I'm hot. Boop.
And actually, in this society, you're probably going to get pretty fucking far.
So true.
It's what we could
probably get
dying.
A load of reality TV.
Or I'm all, I have like, I probably have like 300,000 followers. I'm just like,
you know, like the Geordie Shore. It's like, what's Brexit? Does it mean they're going to chop down under trees? And then that girl, you know, is the one that get, or,
oh, is that on Love Island, the
like,
Haley
girl? Yeah, it's like, is that a real word? I remember I was watching a show the other day and the girl was like in her confessional. And, you know, that would be badder. Is batter a real word?
Well, I do hate like, the whole, oh like, my, I feel a lot with reality shows.
Yeah, they all
and stuff,
do it on reality TV.
Pretty girls sometimes will up the dumbness because they think it's kind of like a bit sexy or something. I maintain I'd like to be an ugly genius because I feel like, regardless of being hot and having followers, I think I'd feel so unfulfilled.
No, but you're so dumb, you don't even
know. But I do
know
you're unfulfilled.
From what I can tell by those people,
I think that
they have
world
a very basic life.
Though,
it's quite
isn't
unfulfilling.
It? Yeah, that whole world is unfulfilling, the whole life that they have. Because it's like, you ever see those kind of Instagrammers and it's just a regurgitation of the next, like, even like, what's the Irish girl from Love Island again?
Maura Higgins.
Yeah, she's just turned into another Instagram girl and it's just like so boring.
Yeah. She was one of the biggest letdowns.
I might try her eyelashes though. Oh. So all the girls.
Yeah. Well, you know, support your own.
I trust her in matters of the lash.
Yeah. I don't like her clip-on fringe though.
No,
like, she's really nice hair, but
she's got quite a small
face.
She
sometimes puts on a clip-on
fringe.
A clip-on fringe,
very tiny
little
face.
All
it just
time.
Looks like a clip-on fringe.
Well, clip-on fringe. I mean, they lived and should have died in 2010.
Yeah,
they never should have been born.
Remember, you used to get them in hairspray for
just
like a
just get the goddamn fringe. Just get the bangs.
Mm. Or just
not that big of a deal.
They grow out in literally a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like her and Chris together.
They are nice.
I like them together, but I think like beyond followers, I'm like. I do sometimes think like I wonder would I be happier a bit thicker.
Like, I wish that was an option. Like,
just
you can
the
always
obliviousness.
Get more intelligent.
Yeah,
thicker,
that's
you know?
So true.
But I think with that thickness comes a lot of boredom. I'm constantly stimulating. My brain is working. I like that. That
but
really
I think we project
me.
The boredom. I think they're just like,
and maybe people that you like would
willfully
like be
ignorant.
Yeah.
I think for like, you know, I see a lot of like really like generically pretty people who've like kind of gone through life pretty easy, you know, having their gorge boyfriends, these things kind of stumble. I feel like, you know, if you don't have those trials and tribulations with what goes along with being like a genius and ugly or whatever, it can be pretty much samey. Whereas like I have a lot of ups and downs, like a really like, you know, hard times and then really good times. And I think you can't have, you need to have the ups and downs. Like I would prefer to have that like variants.
And you wouldn't
of
be there to like, you'd be so dumb that like people wouldn't go to you for advice. Like, oh, what do you think I should do?
There's some dumb empathetic people.
Mm. I don't mean empathetic, but
they
like
just have to
advice.
Listen.
Mm. Yeah. They just might not understand.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, who's that guy?
I don't really know anyone who's like super like, you know, dumb.
I know. I'm like, are the reality stars just putting it on?
Yeah, I've never met.
There are definitely some dumb people out there.
Well, yeah. there is also some intelligence in like Jade Goody kind of did that. She kind of upped the dumbness, but in a clever way, because it really got her in like to, you know, her genius, not that she's a genius, but like her kind of intellect wasn't as recognizable as say someone who was like Stephen Hawking's, you know, but like, so there is a kind of intelligence and sometimes playing a little bit dumb, you know, because it's kind of like not putting all your cards out on the table kind of thing.
Like Trisha Paytas kind of does it.
Yeah.
She's not dumb at all. She's really intelligent, but
playing into your dumbness.
Play into the like blonde, strange, dumb.
It's a strange thing.
It's a weird thing.
But being an actual moron would be hard, I think.
Yeah.
I think we would think it's hard, but I think when you're in the brain of a moron, it would actually be kind of easy because you've no expectations of anything.
Yeah, I actually don't think I know.
You
anyone.
Probably couldn't satisfy as many people because I feel like.
I think you've got lower levels of what you need.
Though. Yeah.
You know, that way it's like we would obviously look at it now. It's like, obviously, like if I knew, I wouldn't want to like see myself turn into that because then your whole life would change, your friends would change. Like we wouldn't be able to have the same conversation.
Right, sorry. Yeah. So it only starts now.
If you're just born a dumb moron, it's like all your friends are probably going to be, you're just like,
dumb morons.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
hot,
a hard.
Slutty morons.
It'd be fun.
Last one before we end, girls, have the last 10 minutes or so. Ooh, it's a good one. Would you rather have your boyfriend look through all your text, chat, and email history or your employer?
Employer.
Always going to be employer, but not that anything to hide, but you can, your boyfriend will look through stuff and reading the stuff that probably isn't actually there. Like I would, like anyone would.
Yeah.
Phones are like, oh my God, what I have on my phone is just like so insane. You know, like, I mean, I think phones have changed. It's like diaries on acid because it's like your friends writing to you on WhatsApp with their most like, you know, truest feelings or just some weird ass forward messages or whatever the fuck it is. You know, it's so like, it's so difficult to explain some things. You know, we spoke about the male WhatsApp group a while ago. And it's like, I don't want to know what happens in the male group chat, whether or not it's like horrific imagery or just like how you're talking or whatever. Like, I don't want to know.
I would rather my boyfriend go through all my stuff. The things that would be weird though is like, you know those, I mean, I'm an emailer, so you know, like through a breakup you'd write passionate emails to your ex and they'd be dramatic, and that would be kind of weird, you know, for him to read. But I don't really have a personal relationship with my employer, so I wouldn't really want them to see my personality.
I like my boss, so I hate the way she did this, like she'll never find a message bad about her because I like her, but I mean, I've been with Connor for 6 years. He's going to find someone. Connor's such a fucking drunken asshole.
It would be a weird thing for your employer, though, for like, say there was like no risk getting fired, but you still had to like work close together. If they just, it's like them opening a world and seeing everything. Whereas like with your boyfriend, like say the risk was taken away, as in like your boyfriend's not going to dump you after it, and and your employer's not going to fire you. Yeah. At least with your boyfriend, it's like they're probably going to know a level of your weirdness anyway, so even if it is seeing weird videos or weird, like, or you know, the odd fight, at least they'd be like, I remember we had that fight. But imagine your employer, like, I'm just thinking of like these bosses that I've had over the years seeing like crazy ass shit that I've been looking up on the internet, or like weird
someone head
the dirty truth, all the sexy pics.
See, I just don't think disgusted. Like, say if I was working in a more like normal job or whatever, I just don't think it, like, if I am taking sexy pics and whatever and my boss sees it, it's like, but I'm painting nails. It has nothing to do with whether I'm taking sexy pics.
It depends, you know.
Private.
It's not going to like implement your life as much as I think if like your fellow was to go through everything in your phone, the entirety of your back catalogue of messages, everything. It would be like,
Connor would get bored after like 5 minutes.
I know, like, that's the thing. Your boyfriend would be like, no, I don't care. Show me your tit pictures.
Yeah. All boyfriends are like, whatever. But the trick is, you know, to help. I mean, I would sometimes give like my boyfriend, you know, my phone to go to the shops if like I need to go to the shops. Bitch, I ain't got nothing to hide. You go sneak through my
phone. Oh yeah, totally.
Not that he would, but like.
No, I think there's like.
I kind of like that trust. I don't. Yeah.
Well, there's like trust, but I think it's like reciprocal. Whereas like, you know, my fella fucking was like, he loves looking through Instagram and being like, whoa, all these weird messages you get from people. So I don't have anything to hide, but still there has to be like a matter of trust that like, I know that even though he kind of can go on my phone. He's not gonna
get looking at your messages.
Snooping. I hate a snooper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It never ends well. Ever.
Mm. I mean, once I'm not in the room with either one doing it, I wouldn't care. Imagine I would just sit there while they look through. Yeah. I'd be like,
oh, that's not right. Breath.
So fucking awkward. Do we have time for one more, or should we call it a
day? Let's do one more and then blow this popsicle stand.
Woo!
Have some eggnog, baby.
Okay, here's a gas one. Would you rather have your body found on a pile of sex toys or a pile of drugs?
Drugs, baby.
Drugs. At least I can go down.
Okay, who's finding us? Who's finding us? Our mom. Our meme.
Your mom?
Honestly, drugs. Heroin over a dildo.
Yeah. Sarah, seriously. Mom brought sage to the Gardy Shahan.
No, she brought weed to the guards.
No, she pictured the sage and asked if it was weed again. And I said, no, it's sage. She still didn't like the answer.
Well, it's ridding spirits. It's not very mimmy.
I just love that she thought that you would have joined that me.
I know. Or that much hash or that much weed.
Also, with no paper.
I just suck on a flaming leaf.
It looks like a big massive joint. That's what it looks like. With the paper.
But at least drugs are forgiving. But I don't think she'd forgive me for being in a a whore of dildos. Yeah. No, she wouldn't forgive that.
She would be so
or
mortified.
Like found tied up.
Oh my god.
Because at least she could be like, because the Christianity thing, she could be like, she was riddled with a demon of addiction.
Addiction.
And it was very sad. And you're kind of martyred in a way.
Yeah. And then you could be like,
they can say the demon of sex addiction too, though.
Yeah, you could.
It's a bit more to be.
I don't really want to go down that road.
There's no rehab for dildo obsessive.
There's rehab for sex addiction.
Sex addiction.
Yeah, there is. That was a great movie.
It was. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
A sex guy who's it's about a group of people who are addicted to sex. It's amazing.
Pink is in it.
It's like a rom-com.
Pink.
It's a rom-com.
It's a rom-com. It's on Netflix.
Is she acting?
Mark Ruffalo is the lead, and he's a compulsive masturbator. And he's, but it kind of like.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
It breaks the taboo because it's not this heavy, intense movie about sex addiction. Yeah. It's like, it's a full on rom-com. Like, there's a girl who's like an athlete and like, she falls in love and he has to hide the fact he's addicted to sex. It's very good.
It's brilliant.
Oh, God.
It's really, really good.
What's it called?
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
It's on Netflix.
Thank
and
you
Gwyneth
for
Paltrow is the...
Is the girl, the love interest.
Oh, no way.
I'm still not over that Pink is in it.
Pink is in it.
And
she's a sex addict.
Nails it.
She has this amazing speech.
Pink is a very talented woman. I remember I saw her in the Three Arena. She used to come like every year.
She's my karaoke song, guys.
Yeah, just like a pill.
No, not that one. Like, don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. I get in the ground.
Sorry. You Misunderstood. What an album.
Whoa.
Family Portrait.
Portrait.
I love Pink.
I used to have this, one of my first friends in secondary school, she was like obsessed with Pink.
A lot of people were obsessed.
Really, and like so she got me into, it was my first like kind of moment on the internet. She was like, I'm on this forum. It's like a Pink fan club forum. And I was like, I want to be on this forum. Yeah. And I basically joined this forum, but there was like a Pink area of like where you talked about all things Pink. Yeah. And then there was like any other business. And like you'd just be chatting to people. And I was thinking about it. I thought I was like on like just an open forum. I was like, no, that was a Pink fan club.
I miss chat rooms. Like an instant chat room.
Ex-gals have a chat room. Oh. Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's so
on all the time, like how does it work?
It's live.
It's like WhatsApp.
Cool.
Yeah, and they're making friends. Like they had a post-lockdown brunch a while ago. Some of the ex-girls.
I
love about like say Pink. I love the idea of like how Irish people consume music. Mm. Like she came and sold out the Three Arena.
So true.
Like for years,
she was huge.
She was huge. Yeah. But like huge. It's the same. I remember. Pete was telling me about David Gray the other week. Like David Gray, that album Ladders, I think it's called.
White Letter.
It literally was so popular in Ireland. It was like we sold, I think it was the highest selling album ever.
Of all time
in Ireland. We like made David Gray.
He thanks Ireland. Like there's like a while ago it was like the anniversary of that album. Mm. And apparently
he re-released it.
And he was like, I would just like to really just thank Ireland. We made that album as big. I think we sold so many of that copies of that album that it became like worldwide number one. Like,
oh, God.
Sail away with me.
We all grew up with that album.
Yeah. I know, but like, I'm mad. Like, this weird, depressing kind of song and all the Irish people were like,
fucking brilliant.
My dad smelled his farts. Just to bring it back to farts. My dad was fucking obsessed with David Gray, and we were on holidays over visiting our family in London 1 year. And when we got back on the plane, this way everyone's like, "Oh, I see famous people on Heathrow." Yeah. David Gray was on our plane back to Dublin, and my dad was like had his CD, and he really wanted to get him to sign it. And like, David Gray went to the toilet, and my dad went to the toilet after him, and he was like, "I smelled his fart." He loved it. And then he brought his CD, and he's like, "Well, just sign my CD." Remember that back in the day?
Did he sign it?
He did. He's lovely.
Seems lovely. And yeah, if you go on his Instagram, he's like, "Thank you so much to the people of Ireland for making this album." It's like, oh,
so funny.
And Clancy was telling me of another song. I think it's a kind of TikTok-y song. I can't remember. It was in my head all weekend. It's one of those kind of like dancey songs who like, you don't know who the singer is, like this female singer. And again, Ireland, like they, whoever the fuck this is, like this dance person, they come and play, sell out the Three Arena
Things
every year.
Things just spread in Ireland easier.
Yeah.
Like, this is deadly.
Yeah. Everyone loves it.
I think they love music. Irish people maybe love music.
We are big music heads.
Yeah. Music heads.
Okay, girls, thanks so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you, girlies.
Hope you all enjoyed it, girls. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. See you next week, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.